probably went on your social media and all you can see is the color purple. That's because there's a movement happening, a very powerful movement, and we are allies of that movement.
Yeah, so listen, over the years we've seen literally hundreds of campaigns and marches and awareness drives against gender-based violence in this country, and posters and hashtags and vigils and promises, and they're all calling for the same thing, which is, at the root of it, safety, justice, dignity for women, but also just basic human rights, guys. We just like to exist in a perfect world. And yet now we are back, just same spot. And today we're talking about a new movement, one that's not just asking for change, but effectively demanding it by bringing the country to a literal standstill, because enough is now.
Yeah.
Enough. It's called the G20 Women's Shutdown, led by Women for Change. And it's a unified call to declare gender-based violence and femicide what it is, which is a national disaster. The frequency at which this is happening is, it's now, I think the numbers are so overwhelming, but we've heard them so many times that it's almost been, dare we say, normalized. This is something that people hear and they're like, oh, you're that.
Hmm.
We're not feeling the immediate, like, shock and awe at the reality of the situation because we hear about it so often. So we are joined by Cameron Kasambala from Women for Change. She's a spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Cameron. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
No, well, I mean, look, you know, angry. What?
Yep,
well,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, basically, just standard procedure. So we've seen, like, very powerful moments in history where we've had, you know, like, protests, and we've had hashtag Am I Next movement, and all that kind of stuff. How does the G20 Women's Shutdown build on the legacy that already exists? Because women have been trying. Women and allies have been trying. But what makes this moment different, do you think?
I think, like, we must acknowledge all efforts put in, because the battle to tackle gender-based violence and femicide is a long one.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for people to remember that it's not fixed overnight by one particular event, that all of us are building on the previous one. So, you know, in 2018, the Enough is Enough movement, that's what led to the NSP being developed, right? And so this is just adding again to the conversation. We want to build up and add on to what's already been done. So that's kind of the intention with us, is that we are going to continue this conversation between the shutdown. And for our own self, we are continuing from our petition handover and demonstration we did on the 11th of April, where we brought our unburied casket in honor of the 5,578 women that had been killed in the past year. Sure. And it was 32.8% bigger than the normal one because of the 33.8% increase in femicide, which, on a side note, is 6 times the global average. So when we did that, we demanded that the government call gender-based violence and femicide a national disaster. However, months later, we saw no reaction other than being told that they already had legislation in place and were already doing the work. However, the increased numbers beg to differ, and it's 2025, so it's 5 years into the 2020 to 2030 plan of the NSP. So it's very clear that something is lacking. And so the shutdown is a really big moment for us, because right now the whole world is looking at Alaska. The G20 is a big event where some of the most powerful leaders across the globe will be gathering. And South Africa will be putting themselves forward as a stable and growing economy. However, we want to show a real picture of South Africa and depict the reality of what's happening on the ground, you know, and show them that as much as we're putting the face forward, unfortunately, that is not the whole picture. And actually, we are in the midst of a crisis that is devastating. I mean, 15 women killed every single day, which is every 2.5 hours. That is insane numbers, you know. 117 rape cases reported every day. We're called the rape capital of the world. Like, this is disgusting. And so this shutdown is really to show the world what's happening and to show South Africa the economic and social consequences of our absence.
Yeah.
Speak on it, babe. Speak on it.
Cameron, so the campaign encourages people to stop all work and spending on the day, right? No exchange of finance for any service or item for the day. Now, for someone who might not understand the impact of that, how does this kind of economic and social pause send a message to those in power?
That's a beautiful question. And I think that's very important, is the government likes the economy to function well. It is exactly what we want. And with the G20, we want it functioning at its best. But if we disrupt the process, we break the pattern, and we actually halt South Africa's economy for that day, that economic consequence will put a lot of pressure on the government, because then they have to wake up and say, hold on, actually, wait a second, we've lost billions of rand because we are choosing to ignore this issue. And I think they underestimate how much women and the LGBTQIA+ community contribute to the economy, you know? And so it's also a sign to remind them that our presence is valuable and that we do have purpose. And so it's very much a moment to kind of throw in their faces that their economy can be disrupted and that we can do it, and that we will do things like this if they keep ignoring us. Because, I mean, this is one of the most peaceful ways to bring a country to its standstill, you know? But it still has big impact.
Yeah, definitely. We see it. We see it and understand it.
Cameron, it's so beautifully simple in its execution. And it is unfortunate that it needs to come down to literal rands and cents before someone goes, hold up, wait a minute. When this problem, as you so eloquently put it earlier, as disturbing as the numbers are, grows day by day.
Cameron, so as Stacey was saying, we've seen, you know, profile pictures, people turning their profile picture purple across all social media platforms. It's a powerful visual statement. Why is a symbolism like this important for a movement like G20's Women Shutdown, especially to Gen Z's and the digital age?
I think we have to utilize the most powerful platforms and access we have to people. And social media is access because we can reach so many more people. Mm. And when it comes to movements like this, it's easy for them to kind of get lost in the many movements that are happening. But what sticks is when things show solidarity and there's visibility. And when people start to see other people doing things, there's almost this domino knock-on effect. So, oh, my friends are turning their profile picture purple. Why? You know, and then all of a sudden we're seeing more and more purple. And everyone who sees purple knows why they're doing things for purple. And it's weird, but it creates this like wave of purple where everyone is feeling like a part of something. They feel like they're a part of the movement. And I think that's what we do with the shutdown, is that we want it to be a part of the movement. So, you know, you mentioned the economic parts of it, obviously, with the money, but there's also that social part that we want people to get involved with. So the purple profile pictures, I mean, we're asking people to wear black. And in fact, we want people wherever they're in the world to join us for 12 o'clock, 450 minutes of silence for every 51 that's killed every day, because we want them to feel like a part of that, even if they can't get off work and even if they can't get away, you know, being able to be part of that movement and sending pictures and photos and getting this community of people involved. And it's working. I mean, we have over 800,000 signatures on our petition now.
Cameron, I just... All these things that you're saying, obviously, as someone who is in this country and lives in this country and loves this country and is a woman in this country and can't do a bunch of just basic things because of the state that we live in. When you say things like it gives people a chance to feel like they're part of something, if you are a woman and you live in this country, you understand the dangers thereof, right? So this is also a way for us to take our power back, because it can feel very overwhelming and we can feel very helpless, because like, what can we do? We can sign these petitions, we can change these profile photos. And even though it seems like such a small thing, it's so much bigger than that. It's not just about bringing awareness. It's about, as you said, being part of something so much bigger than just the me or the I. It is the us. Mm-hmm. It is for every man who is listening going, okay, this is for the ladies. No, it's not just for the ladies. It's for the allies too. But also, if you are a father of a daughter, if you have a sister, you obviously have a mother. So you are affected by this, and to kind of not just be affected by it, but to have that change also be effective in the grand scheme of things. And just before we let you go, I could talk to you about this for days, but obviously this is going to be a conversation starter, right? What do you ideally want the most important conversations to be when people are sitting at the dinner table, they're sitting at supper tonight, they're with their friends in the WhatsApp group chat? What kind of conversations do you hope people will have after the shutdown?
I hope that they realize that as much as it's hard, we will continue to make the effort. Let the conversation be that this is the continuance and beginning of change, that this is not the be-all, end-all, and that as much as we do this event one day, this conversation continues onwards. And knowing that they were part of a big moment in history that's pushing for real change, and that they feel like there is hope and that the work does have impact, because sometimes it can feel like there is no impact of what we do, but it does have impact and it does matter.
Thank you so
Power
much,
Power and
Cameron.
Strength to you and your team. Okay, thank you for fighting this cause.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So now, if you are on the socials and you see all the purple, you understand why you may feel inspired to want to get involved as well. Obviously, all the information is available all over the internet. But ladies, it's about us having a better quality of life. And we need to see for ourselves, right? So go and find all the details, do what you need to do, and we all mobilize.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.